Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media. Our coverage of the Denver Gold Forum continues with our next company, Kuya Silver. Kuya is a private company, and I'm currently sitting with David Stein, who is the president. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks for joining me. Can you give us a little bit of background on Kuya and the history of the company for our investors?
Sure. Kuya was founded about 2 years ago to acquire a silver mine in Peru. So it's the Bethania Silver Mine, and we struck a deal with the owners and kind of an earn-in joint venture structure. And we've been working on acquiring that, doing technical work on the project ever since.
Great. Can you tell me a little bit more about the project? You mentioned Peru. Can you give us just a bit of a background on what that jurisdiction is like to mine in currently?
Well, what I, as an investor, liked about Peru is that you've got really the whole gamut of the mining industry there. So all the way from, smaller private miners all the way up to some of the largest or most of the largest mining companies in the world are there, and everyone in kind of in between. And so there's a lot of opportunities, to kind of, find projects and move them up the value chain. Peru, I've found, has a very sophisticated mining culture and legal system that supports the industry. There definitely have been some issues in other regions, but where the Bethania project is in central Peru, we're in a great part of Peru where there's lots of other mines all around us. They're all operating with no issues. And, we're really part of the mining culture there.
That's fantastic. Can you tell me a little bit about the structure of the company? You're private currently, looking at probably going public at some point. Just give me some insight into that.
Sure. Yeah, we've been we're private at the moment. Definitely as a future silver producer, we plan to go public, and that's an important part of the strategy. We currently have a small group of shareholders. We've got a major mining family office that's a shareholder. I'm the biggest shareholder, and a number of other mining executives and high net worth retail have invested in the company over the last few years to sort of get us to where we are. So we've raised about $3 million USD to date to invest into the project, and we'll continue to periodically raise money privately to move the project forward and get it back into production, and at some point when we see the market opportunity to go public, we will take advantage of that. We just finished a 43-101 technical report, so we could now go public at any time. Mm-hmm. And certainly with this better silver price that we've seen in the last 4 weeks or so, certainly looking a lot more carefully at options for going public. That's basically where we're at right now.
Okay. We've talked to a lot of gold companies. Obviously, we're at the Gold Forum. You're a silver company, which is a little bit different as far as our podcast series goes for investors. So can you tell us why silver mining companies are so special?
Sure. It really comes down to the scarcity. There are very few companies, publicly listed or otherwise, that derive more than 50% of their revenue from silver. So are true silver mining companies. And as a result, when the silver price does go up and when investors do want, start getting bullish on silver and want to get exposure to silver prices, there's very few options for them to buy. And that's why the handful of silver producers that are out there enlisted, you know, they do quite well. And if you sort of look on a revenue basis to their comparable gold companies, they'll all trade it, for the most part, they'll trade at big premiums. Whether you look at it on a price to NAV or some other metric. So the market does, you know, value silver companies very highly, and that's certainly something we want to take advantage of with Kuya.
Excellent. Okay, just finally, can you leave us with a highlight? How can we follow you? What are some things that investors can sort of keep tabs on as you move towards going public and producing?
Sure. So, you know, a big part of our thesis with this project, it's a high grade silver mine that was producing up until 2016, but it was always toll milling, so bringing the ore somewhere else and paying, you know, a lot of much higher costs to do that. So the big, you know, sort of milestone catalyst that we are working on is going to be permitting and then building our own mill at site. And by doing that, we unlock a huge amount of value by dramatically reducing the costs. So we started the permitting process a little less than a year ago. So I think, and we're doing very well with that. So I think that will be something that we'd look to complete over the next few months. And then it will be, you know, sort of the completing the technical work and financing for the mill and expansion project that goes along with that mill, you know, that would be likely in early 2020.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I've been speaking with David Stein, who's the president of Kuya Silver. Kuya is currently private, but definitely a company to watch as they move towards going public. Thanks once again, David, for joining me and sharing some insightful information on Kuya today. And I'm sure the Stockhouse listeners will very much enjoy your segment. So thank you. I'm Cindy Broad for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Metals and Mining Sector podcast from the floor of the Denver Gold Forum 2019. Thanks so much for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Dealroom on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.